Welcome to Playmakers Talk Show, where business owners, professionals, and entrepreneurs gather to discover playmaking ideas for success. Your host is internationally recognized speaker, facilitator, and author, Steve Klein, who sits down with fascinating playmakers who have made themselves and their company successful. Steve will introduce you to CEOs and executives who discuss their playmaking path toward success. And now, it's time to meet this show's playmaker. Here's your host, Steve Klein.
From Proverbs, you can catch more flies with honey than you can with vinegar. Welcome to Playmakers Talk Show. I'm Steve Klein. In the studio today is a guest who produces honey the way the bees meant it to be. Today's Playmaker produces 20 to 25 million pounds of honey for more than 7,000 stores. With us today is a president whose company has been bottling and selling 100% pure raw and unfiltered honey for almost 45 years. This great playmaker is Nathan Sheets. Nathan is president and chief steward of Nature Nates. Now, busy juggling a job and a new family, Nathan bought a beehive on a whim. It soon turned into more full-time than part-time, and after much prayer and long conversations with his wife, Nathan traded his day job for his new life's work. And Nature Nates 100% pure, raw, and unfiltered honey was born. Now, at the center of Nature Nates is their commitment to produce the highest quality product possible. But they're also committed to a higher calling, serving God by serving you and helping you and your family live healthy and abundant lives. The company has been bottling and selling 100% pure, raw, and unfiltered honey since 1972. Formerly North Dallas Honey Company, they rebranded to Nature Nates in 2012. With all that, Nathan, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you. Great to be here with you.
You have an interesting background, so I'm going to start off by having you tell us how a commercial on TV about the internet and your wife Patty's desire to spend time together created Nature Nates.
Well, it's great being with you today. You know, I met my lovely bride in 1996, and we got married. And right after we got married, she said, hey, we need a hobby together. And so I was thinking, hobby, I guess that's what newlyweds do. And so I was watching TV one night, and this commercial came on. And back in 1996, they were actually promoting what the internet was for. And so this AT&T commercial had this lady in a bee suit, and it said, you can find anything on the internet. And I thought, huh, I always liked honey. And so we lived in this little apartment in Plano, so I went over and typed in Beekeeping Dallas and up pulled North Dallas Honey Company. And so I picked up the phone and called this gentleman and said, hey, I'd like to buy a beehive. Can I buy a beehive from you? And he said, yeah, sure, absolutely. So I called my parents because we lived in this little apartment. So I called my parents and said, can I put a beehive in your backyard?
Now, were they in Dallas also?
They were in Plano as well. They lived about 4 miles away from us. And my dad's like, well, I guess so. And so I went and bought this beehive, put it in my parents' backyard, and showed back up at the house. And I told Patty, I was like, all right, I have our hobby together. And she said, what? And I said, beekeeping. And she looked at me and she thought, oh, I was thinking antiques, gardening. But I just absolutely fell in love with beekeeping. And the gentleman that I bought the beehive from was Fred Richardson, who had started North Dallas Honey in 1972. He was a retired contractor, and he had 100 beehives. He had 50 down in Dallas next to Brookhaven College, and then he had 50 up in Plano behind the Jaguar dealership, and he was about 30 grocery stores across the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. So Fred was about 75 years old at the time, and his health was in decline. You know, falling in love with beekeeping, I wanted to spend my weekends with him out there working his hives just really so I could learn beekeeping. And then I had my one hive that then grew into two in my parents' backyard. But over time, you know, as I really got to know Fred more, I recognized he needed some help. So I started getting up at about 4 o'clock in the morning, and I'd go out to the grocery stores, and I'd put the honey on the shelf for him. And then a little bit more time went by, and then I started going down to his house down near Love Field, and I'd bottle the honey at night and bottle it by hand. And he had this contraption. He had a 55-gallon drum up in the rafters of his garage, and we would pump honey up into the rafters into that 55-gallon drum, and then centrifugal force would come down to a little hand filler, and I'd sit there and fill the bottles by hand, label them by hand, cap them, and then put them into the box that I'd put in my car to go deliver the next morning. And I did that for about a year, and one day Fred and I had gone up to Denton to buy a barrel of honey from a beekeeper up there. We were driving back, and we stopped at First Cafeteria, and he said, hey, why don't you buy the honey company? And I thought, why in the world would I buy the honey company? And I said, well, let me just think about it. And I asked him how much he wanted. He told me, and I was like, oh, I don't have that kind of money. He said, well, I'll finance it for you. So I started thinking about it, talking about it, talked to my dad. My dad told me, he goes, son, just because you can do something doesn't mean you should do something. But I just prayed about it and really felt like that's what I was supposed to do. And so September 11th of 1997, I took over the stewardship of Fred's vision and dream and his life's work in the founding of North Dallas Honey to carry it forward, and we've been doing it ever since.
Well, this was a full-time, part-time job because you were working full-time. Correct me if I'm wrong, you were working with your brother, is that correct?
Yeah, my brother and I had started a pen and pencil company. We invented these mood pencils called Cosmic Crystals.
Now, that's a story in itself, too, because I believe you got that idea from your mother, is that correct?
Well, my brother and I, we started this pen company called Stylus, and we were importing high-end ballpoint rollerball fountain pens from China. And we had lost a bunch of my dad's money. You know, we were working out of my brother's garage. He lived out in Wiley. And so we had horrible quality control issues. And so my mom had sent me this postcard that changed colors based on the temperature of the room. And so I was looking at that, and I told my brother, he's sitting in the other side of the garage. I said, wouldn't it be cool if we could take this thing and put it on a pen? So flipped it over. And we called the company who had manufactured this card. And they said, oh, well, we bought the liquid crystal from Davis Liquid Crystal. You need to call them. And so Fred Davis was the guy that invented the mood ring back in the 60s. So the next day, his national sales manager just happened to be coming to Dallas. So we go and meet the guy, and we give him some pen blanks, and he goes home and coats them. And long story short, we wound up with this pen and pencil company. We had about 60 Ethiopian women that worked for us, and we sold those pen and pencils all throughout the United States through Kmart and Walmart and Nature stores and Discovery stores and things like that. So, but I really wanted to get into the advertising agency business. And so after that company had kind of started, I went back, finished college down at Southwest Texas, now Texas State, graduated, moved up to Dallas, and went to go work for the agency that had our family business account. And so they were a little small design group, Eric Lindsay Design Group. So I started working with Eric. And after a couple of years, I realized, you know, I really wanted to go back out and kind of start something on my own. So I started an advertising agency, a very small group called Holmes and Dean. My middle name's Holmes, and my brother's middle name is Dean. And so even though he didn't have any direct affiliation with the organization, it sounded bigger. So that's what I did. And so I had our family account and some other accounts. And during that time is when Patty and I wound up getting married, and so we sold Caladium Corporation, or the family business, and so I took the ad agency and kind of spun it off, and by that time, Patty and I had bought a house, and so I was running Holmes and Dean out of the house. She was a public school teacher, and so we just kind of continued down that path, and that's kind of when I wound up buying a beehive, so I bought that beehive in 96 and then bought North Dallas Honey in 1997. But also that same year in 97, I went on a mission trip down to Venezuela, which completely changed my life. I came back that year and I was doing pro bono work for Global Mission Fellowship, which was this mission organization. And so I was challenged to come and work for them full time later that year. And so December of 1997, I shut down our small advertising agency and went on staff with Gold Missions Fellowship, which I wound up doing for the next 12 years with the honey company always on the side.
So what makes Nature Nates different from other honey companies?
At the end of the day, all honey starts out the same way. So beekeepers extract it out of the beehive using typically a centrifugal force. And so the honey is then stored in 55-gallon drums, and it has wax and bees and things like that inside the drum. And so when most honey companies produce honey, they produce it with the mind and with the end in mind of trying to prolong the honey going back to crystallization. So honey will always go to sugar. And so whatever is in the honey that gives the sugar crystals something to bond onto will facilitate a more rapid crystallization. And so what honey companies typically do is they want to take all the pollen out of the honey, because it'll take longer for that honey to crystallize again. And so they blend in diatomaceous earth with the honey, and then they superheat it. They get it up to about 175 degrees, and then they put it through a high-pressure filtration system and strip everything out of the honey. It's beautiful. You know, it's clear like water, But at the end of the day, it's just a water-flavored carb because the, you know, the, we're not supposed to talk about health benefits, but there are, you know, there are definitely healthy attributes to the honey.
So they're taking things out that you don't, and they're adding things that you don't add.
Yeah. So the diatomaceous earth, which gets taken out with the pollen, but the pollen is the protein in honey. And so carbohydrates are the sugar. Pollen is the protein. But pollen's also where all the flavor comes from. If you go take a handful of pollen pills or little pellets and you put it in your mouth, it's like a flower exploding in your mouth. And so we leave that, the pollen in the honey, and then we have a proprietary blend of how we blend different flavored honeys that come off of different flowers to have a very unique color and flavor profile.
So you put together a way to develop honey that other manufacturers aren't. Was this something you developed, or did you learn this along the way as you're working with Fred?
You know, I'd love to say it was because I was so smart, but I just really took what Fred had originally developed in the beginning and just kind of carried it forward. And so over time, you know, the honeys that we wound up utilizing were predominantly available in the Texas region. And then we did perfect just kind of our flavor profile over time to just get a really unique flavor. And it's interesting. There's a consumer report of food, Cook's Country Kitchen, and for 2 years in a row, we've won their best-tasting honey contest that they have done. And so we take a lot of pride in the flavor of the honey that we wind up bringing to the market.
I can understand that because you're not taking the flavor out as the other companies are doing.
Correct.
So it's a unique taste.
You can buy Nature Nate's pretty much everywhere. So we're sold through Costco and Sam's and Walmart, Sprouts, Kroger, Tom Thumb, Whole Foods. There's a whole sundry of smaller stores. So it's probably harder not to find it than it is to find it.
That would probably also account for any place in the United States also.
Yeah, we have been blessed that we are now, over the past, probably about past 6 months, we've become number one nationally. And so we sell really all over the country, north, south, east, and west through the same major retailers, Costco and Sam's and Walmart and Kroger and Safeway and a lot of Sprouts and things like that.
So Nature Nate's is easy to find if you go looking for it.
We always say look for the bright neon orange label.
I'm going to change subjects here just a little bit. And I believe part of the success you've had in your business is because of who you are and your personality and the way you develop relationships. And I'm going to ask you about a relationship you developed with Walmart because of your wife in just a moment. But there was one that you developed a long time ago, and I think it was your brother that talked about it, is when you met an explorer by the name of Jacques Cousteau. Tell us that story.
Yeah, so my dad was an Air Force pilot, and so we moved every 2 years growing up, and at the time we lived in Washington, D.C. He was at the Pentagon. And so we had gone down to, I think it was Norfolk, or we were down in the Potomac River. I can't remember exactly where it was, and I was young. I was maybe 5, 6, 7 years old, and one of my heroes was down there at the USS Eagle, which was one of the historic three-mast ships that had been restored. And so the ship was in port, and people were down there to see the ship, and Jacques Cousteau was there. And so I walked up to him. I kind of pushed through the line, and I'd always grown up watching Jacques Cousteau on Sunday evenings and just loved the show. And so I went up to him, and I wanted his autograph. And he looked at me, and he said, "I am not giving autographs anymore." And I was heartbroken. You know,
here. And you were about how old?
I was like 7 years old. And I thought, how in the world can this guy do this? And so, but he grabs my hand, and he goes, "But come on." And he takes me onto the USS Eagle, and he is going on this tour, and they're showing him everything. And he's holding my hand, walking around like I'm his grandson. And so we're up on the top of the ship, and I think my brother tells the story from my mom's perspective that my mom is looking around like, "Oh my gosh, where's Nathan? Where's Nathan?" And they look up on the top of the ship, and there I am over the rail with Jacques Cousteau. And so they took a picture and was in the newspaper, and just kind of this write-up of me being with Jacques Cousteau.
So famous at the age of seven, we are speaking with Nathan Sheets. Nathan is president and chief steward of Nature Nate's, and really easy to find out about their honey. You just go to naturenates.com. But your honey is available in other places, too. I understand that it's used also in beer. And you have it also in a restaurant. Talk about that.
Yeah, so Blood and Honey, which is a beer that is brewed by Revolver Brewery, which actually just got bought by Miller. But Revolver came to us a number of years ago, and they were looking for a high-quality honey to use for their new brew that they were making. And so we started selling them a five-gallon pail of honey about every 2 weeks. And before Miller bought them, we were selling them about almost 4,000-pound tote every 2 weeks. And right after Miller bought them, they called us and said, hey, can you produce a lot more honey? So we've been blessed by that. And then P.F. Chang's also has four Nature Nate's drinks on their bar menu. And so Dwayne Chambers, who is their CMO, is a family friend, and he had called me up when he went over to P.F. Chang's and said, we really want to use your honey, and we want to do a test. And so they tested it, had great results, and now it's on all the P.F. Chang's menus across the country. And so you can go into P.F. Chang's and get you a Nature Nate drink.
I'm going to ask you more about specific recipes, but before I do that, do you currently produce your own honey, or do you purchase it now from other suppliers?
Yeah, there's probably 60 beekeepers, all U.S.-based honey, 60 beekeepers that we partner with across the country. And so honey, the honey industry in itself is a highly unregulated industry. And so we have opted to self-regulate, and so we have really stringent food safety and quality assurance programs to make sure that the honey that we bring to the market, and working with these beekeepers to make sure that they have best practices from a beekeeping perspective to ensure that there's not corn syrup or contaminants from antibiotics when the bees are sick, or pesticides or fungicides, herbicides, anything like that that's in the honey. And so we have a really rigorous testing in cooperation with our beekeeping partners to make sure that we bring you the best U.S.-based honey.
So your honey is pure.
Absolutely.
As pure as it can be without adding additives and taking other things out, too.
We always say it's like having a beehive in your backyard.
A wonderful way to express Nathan Nate's. You also have recipes on your website. Is that correct?
We do. You know, one of the things that we always want to do is we want to help people realize how to use honey more. And so we have partnered with a CIA chef and a couple of other chefs, and they have developed, I think, hundreds of recipes now, ranging from anywhere from drinks to desserts to appetizers to main course menu, to be able to have all these different ways to be able to utilize honey. And so, you know, it's really a kind of a trend, obviously, with consumers. I mean, they all want to know where their food source is now, and so everybody's wanting to get back local. But then secondly, they're all looking for a better-for-you product, and so they want to get processed food, processed sugars out of their diet. And so the perfect replacement for a processed sugar is God's natural sweetener, honey.
About as natural as you can get. You have a number of products available. So what do you have from Nature Nate's that people can buy that has honey in it?
Yeah, so one of the first products that we came out with, besides just the honey, was a honey syrup. And the way that that even came about is I would, you know, for my pancakes in the morning, I'd put our honey on there, and then I would take strawberry jam and I would lather it on top. And one day my wife said, you should make a syrup. And all the great things that have come out of our lives have been the idea for my wife. So I ran over to the grocery store, bought a bunch of fruit, and I spent the next week in the kitchen kind of cooking compotes and mixing the different honey versus compote levels. And the outflow of that was now we have a blueberry, raspberry, strawberry honey syrup. We are just launching a new maple honey syrup, and we've got a lot of other products kind of in the pipeline. And so our future growth, our future strategy is going to be around, you know, honey-based products. And so we have a whole innovation department that's all that they focus on, are creating a better-for-you, healthy alternative that that moms could feed to their families.
And you also have honey packets, too. Is that correct?
We do, yeah. We sell them in about a little over 3,500 Walmarts across the United States. They're awesome little single-serve packets. They're actually in paper, so they're recyclable. And the neat thing about these packets is when you open them, you can actually kind of just lightly push the opening closed, and it takes 7 pounds of pressure to push the honey out. So even after you open it, you can close it and place it down on a table, and it's not going to drip out. And so we get a lot of athletes that use them while they're out doing running or biking, different things like that, because honey has a really interesting glycemic spike. When you eat it, it's very slow to come down. So it's not like a normal sugar to where you spike and crash, and so it'll you'll give you energy, but it's a slow release energy.
And because the pollen is a natural protein going into you too, yeah. if you're working out, which you need to also replenish. You mentioned Walmart. And coming back to your wife again, Patty, it was all the great ideas have come from your wife. She had suggested you call Walmart. Is that correct?
Yeah. So when I was in full-time Christian ministry for 12 years and left that in 2010. And so honestly, we were just trying to figure out, do we do the Honey Company full-time or, you know, do we go do something else? And Norm Miller, who is a friend of mine, he's the chairman of Interstate Batteries, Norman said, hey, come over here and work with Joe Gibbs and I. And so I had this opportunity with him. And so Patty and I said, let's just pray and just ask the Lord what he wants us to do. And so but the Honey Company didn't generate enough revenue to be able to cover our family's expenses. And so we needed about $100,000 more a year in revenue, which would be able to cover kind of our family nut. And so we said, let's just take the next 2 weeks and pray about it. So as we were praying about it, about a week into it, a friend of ours calls us up and she said, man, I had this dream last night. And we said, really? And she said, yeah, God told me he provided with John the Baptist with locusts and honey, and he was going to provide for you guys with honey. And so Patty and I were reading our Bible that morning. We were in Psalm 80. And so right after that woman told us that, we're reading the last verse of Psalm 80. And it says, I will feed you with the finest of wheat and honey from this rock. And we're like, okay, Lord, we hear you. And so a few days later, I was driving down the tollway, and Patty said, you need to go by Walmart over in Plano. And I said, babe, I've done the Walmart thing. You know, they won't take our honey. I'm not even interested. She said, go by the Walmart. So I went over there, and I met this store manager who was highly motivated to help, and she loved our honey. And so she had given me the buyer's name and phone number in Bentonville, but she also told me about a local vendor program and gave me the form and said, if you come back in 2 weeks when the manager's in town, he can sign this form and bring you into this store. So I went back to the house. I started filling out that form, and I had some questions, you know, on it. And so I had that buyer's phone number. So I just did a Hail Mary and called the buyer and left a message. And about a week later, I get a call, and she says, hi, Nathan, this is Janet Honey from Walmart. Would you like to be in Walmart? And I said, you know, I'm the most expensive honey on the shelf. She goes, oh, no, I know. I've seen you all over Dallas-Fort Worth. You have great distribution. And I said, you have to pay the same thing that everybody else does, you know. And she says, okay, no problem. So we started filling out all the vendor paperwork, and which is a monumentous task in itself. And so about 6 weeks later, we get our first purchase order from Walmart, and we're praying for $100,000 more for the year. And the number of perfection in the Bible is 7. And so the very first purchase order from Walmart, and it was for an even dollar amount, and I don't know if we've ever had an even dollar amount since, was for $107,000. Everything we wanted in a year, with God's exclamation point to say, this is for me.
And if you focus on what you want, things tend to happen. One more question I want to ask you specifically, because I've been having a problem with saying Nature Nates. There is a reason for that name in the name change of the company in 2012. This goes back to college.
It does.
Talk about Nature Nates.
Yeah, it was my nickname in college. I think I've always, my grandmother was an avid birder. And it's funny, I found just the other day, my mom brought me a bunch of letters that my grandmother had written to me, starting back when I was about 18 months old, and she would write me letters. And my dad was an Air Force pilot, so he'd move every 2 years. And so she would write me these letters, and it's so funny, her letters are like, oh, Nathan, I'm looking out the window, and there's a funny little squirrel down playing in the feeder, and there's a woodpecker over here. And my grandmother, she was an avid birder, traveled all around the world birding, but she gave me this love and passion for the outdoors and for birding and for snakes. And I was always going up to their house at Lake Texoma and catching snakes and scorpions and all kinds of things. And she always had a nature shelf. And so as I got older, you know, from a little kid, I had a nature shelf in my bedroom of different nature things that I would collect. And so I wound up getting, it went from Nature Boy to Nature Nate in college. And so when we started doing the Honey Company full time, you know, we really, as we were thinking about trying to develop a brand, most honey companies just sell a commoditized product. And so it's, there's not many branded products out there. And so there was a fundraising term in ministry that we used to use. People give to people motivated by a cause. And so if I wanted to go on a mission trip to Africa, I might ask you for $100 and you give it based on our relationship, really not because of Africa. And so I thought, can we take that same concept and apply it to a honey company to where a person would want to be buy from a person, not just a company? And so that's why, and so as we kind of milled that about, my wife said, hey, you should use your nickname from college, Nature Nate. And I was like, all right, so again, it's her idea. So there's a theme here.
And you'll see Nathan's picture on all the Nature Nate's bottles. So tell everyone one more time how they can get a hold of or find out more about Nature Nate's.
Yeah, obviously you can go to naturenates.com, and there is a lot of information there. If you're looking to buy the honey, we're the number one honey on Amazon, so you can buy it at Amazon. And then if you shop at Costco or Sam's or Walmart or Kroger or Safeway or Sprouts or any other, you know, major grocery store retailer, just look for the bright neon orange label that says Nature Nate's 100% pure, raw, and unfiltered honey.
At naturenates.com.
At naturenates.com.
Well, Nathan, thank you very much. You are definitely a playmaker. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Great being with you.
It's great having you on the show. Thanks also to our listeners for joining us. Join us again at playmakerstalkshow.com where you can get all of our replays and past episodes. That's playmakerstalkshow.com, and we're going to be back next week with more Playmakers. See you then.
You've been listening to Playmakers Talk Show with Steve Klein. Join Steve again at PlaymakersTalkShow.com for more interviews with interesting and successful playmaking CEOs and executives.
Join us again at PlaymakersTalkShow.com where you can get all of our replays and past episodes. That's PlaymakersTalkShow.com, and we're going to be back next week with more Playmakers.